Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
We were just talking about our online shopping obsession and
it's bad.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
What I do is I wake up to see what time it is. So I look at my phone, I see the time, and then I'm like, well, I'm kind of awake, one eye open. Let me see what's going on Instagram. And then the ads start coming. And then it's between the two of us, it's pretty bad because I don't know how it works since we both have access to our Instagram account.
Well, we're getting the same stuff.
We are getting the same stuff, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes I might go into something that you wouldn't. So are you getting the same stuff that I get all the time?
I keep getting the same. I don't know. I mostly follow some fashion bloggers, which is going to be the death of me because everything is like, oh, that's cute. And then they, you know, link to buy and then I buy. And then
it's really bad.
I have no place to wear it except here.
Except, yes. Yes. So you're dressed awfully cute this evening with all your new threads. We were saying how easy it is to do like the little click, click Apple Pay.
Oh, it's,
or even PayPal. It's all way too fucking easy.
I don't have PayPal, but I have the Apple Pay and it just makes it way too convenient.
Oh, well, get both and it's even more convenient when one doesn't take PayPal, it takes Apple Pay and vice versa.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, I was showing you, I bought some shoes that I don't really recollect buying.
Well, how long did it take to get them? A really long time?
No, but what happens is some things I order do take a long time because I don't know where I'm ordering from.
Yeah.
And it could take months to get them. Some things take days and I love it. I'm like, what is this? Oh, I forgot I ordered this. So these shoes, probably not that long, but I totally forgot I ordered them.
Well, they're very cute.
They're cute, but
I saw those
shoes. The color was different than I thought and everything.
You can wear heels. I really can't wear heels. I mean, what, I could.
What do you mean,
but
I can wear heels? No, I can't.
Well, when I wear heels that height, I'm like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that's true. I wear heels to counteract my size to my height.
What are you talking
my
about?
My weight to my height. I feel better in heels. I don't wear heels ever.
I'm so used to not, since I'm working at home now. Even at work, I didn't really wear heels. But it's also kind of a backbreaker when you get to be a certain age. Comfort is key, Anne.
Well, these are platformy, so.
They're so cute.
They're pretty cute. We'll see where I wear them. We are going on a trip this summer.
Are you going to bring those?
Fuck yeah. Where else am I going to wear? I'm not like some people going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We had a little tea brought to our attention that Jax and Brittany are the guests this year at the Daily Mail's White House Correspondents' Dinner. And you were remembering last year it was Ariana and some of the other Vanderpump Rules cast members.
Okay, but they're not going to the actual Correspondents' Dinner.
No.
I would hope not.
Well, maybe. You know what? Maybe they are going to the actual Correspondents' Dinner. I don't know.
Well, they're correspondents. Page six went before, didn't they?
So you know what? Maybe they are going to the actual dinner, but there are several parties the whole weekend put on by all different people.
And my question is, why?
And they're like, divorced. They're like not even together. I don't know.
It's kind of crazy.
It's Daily Mail. So they're just going to pick who's hot for the moment. Who else is hot?
True. I don't know.
Jackson Brady.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Of all people.
Of all people. Jackson Brady.
Of all people.
Oh, thank you so much for your reviews. We are getting a lot of 5 stars, which we love, love, love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our most recent one, even though it wasn't the best review, they still gave us 5 stars.
Which we totally appreciate.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And they said that they love us. They think we're funny, but we do get details wrong. And girl,
what?
We know we get details wrong.
We admit that we get details wrong.
All the time. What we're doing here is a conversation. We don't talk about this stuff beforehand. I don't know if people think we prepare for a long period of time. We both take notes and we sit down and we literally talk it out like we're doing right now.
Yeah. And it's a lot of information and we watch a lot of shit TV, which we thoroughly enjoy, but we can't possibly get it 100% right all the time.
Well,
we try.
We even look at our notes. Sometimes when we're talking about a show and I have a whole page of notes, I barely look at my notes because I'm just kind of
free flowing.
And most of the time, my memory isn't that great.
Sometimes the memory is working. Sometimes it's not.
But it's interesting because this review actually said, it was talking about the fact that West is older than Sierra because we were saying he was that young. Wes was younger. Well, and that's because Sierra kept talking about like, oh, he's so much younger or something. There was a conversation.
He was 7 years younger, but I think he was talking about maybe Kyle because Kyle is in his 40s.
Right.
So there are some older cast members that he very well could be 7 years younger than.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
But he's just not younger than Sierra.
And Sierra was saying she likes to date older. And so we were just getting our facts mixed up. And actually, another listener DM'd us on Instagram. And hey, do that anytime. We appreciate it. And we actually put it in our stories then. Yeah. When we are wrong, which we are quite often, we will make it right in our Instagram stories. So
and
take
in
a look
this
out
case,
for that.
We did. We posted yeah, we did their post, ages. Yeah, and
that we couldn't believe it.
And, right. West yeah. is actually 29 and Sierra's 28, I think.
But we do appreciate the reviews. You yeah. have no idea. We really, really, really do appreciate
and
it.
And we appreciate the feedback and the constructive yeah. criticism in our DMs.
Yeah, absolutely. We always get back to you too in our DMs. One of us will get back to you. It's whoever absolutely. Whoever catches the message first. Okay, I want to talk about Kim Zolciak and her daughter. Did you
Ariana.
See that story? Yeah, her daughter
this
Ariana.
This is like the second, or don't hold me to it, second or third TikTok that Ariana has posted. Just low-key embarrassment of her mom and what her mom's doing and what she's posting
with, clickbait.
With the clickbait shit.
Well, this last
bad
one,
for her,
but I'm wondering, is this real? Is Ariana really so upset or is this another thing to get their names out?
It's very dramatic, but I think she is embarrassed by her mom.
Well, the post, it was a picture of Kim and Croy and it said RIP, like Croy was dying or something. And so Ariana's like, what the fuck? People are messaging me.
But who the hell is believing this shit? And who is clicking to find out what the story is?
Enough people that they get annoyed with Kim. So they're going to find out what the story is. But every time they click that thing, she gets more money.
Well, just don't click, people. Whatever she's saying is bullshit. Don't believe it. Just scroll past
yeah,
it.
Nothing is real. It's not never going to be the story you think it is.
Never. So we found out Jersey is coming back May 5th. So we have another week and then we'll get Jersey.
Okay.
So we'll see because there's a lot of shit going on with Jersey mm-hmm. and the content creators and we'll see how this all plays out. I've been following it on Twitter X.
Yes.
And a lot of people have a lot to say. So we'll see.
Yeah. The one in particular, Melissa's old nose mm-hmm. is people are attacking her. Well, it's kind of funny because she's the one that is coming forward saying, I was given this information from Teresa's camp and from Jen Aiden's camp to put out all this fake information about Melissa and Marge.
So she admitted yes. that Jen and Teresa were feeding her information.
I believe she admitted it. She said from that camp, well, her story is, I didn't even realize it was stuff that wasn't true. And now she realizes that and she was being played. And now she's getting threats from people and the trees are coming at her. And she's like, all of a sudden now I'm the bad person. All you people loved me before. Now you hate me because I'm telling the truth.
So. Well, I wonder what Bravo is going to do about this because this is ruining the show for all the watchers.
It is. I hope it's a good season.
Yeah, me too. It'll be interesting to see because Melissa and Teresa aren't filming together or they're not speaking. They're not interacting.
No, but
so
I mean,
it can't
but either
continue.
Is Ariana and Tom and that's still entertaining.
But they're actually at the same parties and functions and things like that. I don't know if it's going to be that way with Teresa and...
Yeah, I don't know if they'll be at the same events.
I think we're at the point where New Jersey can take a pause.
I think so, too. Take you a know? Pause, readjust, figure it out.
Yeah.
Get these ladies scared. Get Teresa fucking scared. Because if she doesn't have this show, what does she have? I mean, what Louis. Does she have? Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Jen Aiden, never have been. I just don't trust her or Teresa.
You know, Jen Aiden always sucks me back in because I do think she's a little bit funny.
She can be funny, but she's annoying as hell. Which supersedes
it
the
just
funny.
Seems she's always on the wrong side.
Always, because she tries too hard.
Mm-hmm. We both watched Palm Royale.
Okay, I watched the episode. So you sent me a text saying that the show has jumped the whale. And I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? I have no idea. Then I watched the episode and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
It just was why? Too much.
What was the purpose of that?
I mean, I'm trying to think.
Because I wasn't getting it. It was going to ruin the party if the whale stayed on the beach?
Yeah, but then what? But then what? Yeah. I'm not sure. All of it, and then the one lady... One lady falling in love with the whale, like in a trance.
And then Kristen Wiig on the boat making whale noises. And then the whale gets up off the beach
and goes back
in the ocean. It was strange.
It was Maxine saves the day, saves the beach, saves the party. It just went too far for me. It's like
way too far. It was so entertaining. I mean, it's still entertaining, but it's like.
And then the one lady going after the old man, like she's going to want to marry this old man. Her husband is just in jail. It's not like they're divorced. It just felt a little like, I mean, I know it's all a little kooky and a little off.
But it was well beyond.
It went way beyond. It was Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It went way too far.
I mean, how many more episodes? We only have to have
a couple. I think just one or two.
Just one. Okay. We did find out that Something About Her is opening on May 22nd, but Ariana and Katie have severed ties with that Penny lady. Peggy? Penny? Whatever her name is.
It was a lady who basically filed a fictitious name for herself called Something About Her. So what do they do? Have to pay her off?
I don't know.
What a bullshit move.
She was the chef, too.
Yeah.
Nuts.
But how stupid of Katie and Ariana to not secure that name ahead of time.
Well, yeah.
But you don't think the lady who's helping you
is going
to take
it.
The name.
No, but that leads me to believe that Lisa Vanderpump has nothing. Like, she's not helping.
No.
She's not giving him advice. Mm-mm. Nothing.
I also don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, people are, Jesus, they were giving TomTom a hard time for opening their bar so late and taking forever. And I'm like, but this was different. They have the menu set. They have the location. They have the
ready to go.
And it was city permits who fucked them. And then this lady.
Right.
It's much different than Tom and Tom don't even know the concept, don't know what the decorations are going to be, trying to figure out the menu up until the last minute. And they already had an open date and they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah, they had their sandwiches.
Different.
They had it's a tiny little shop.
So it will be at that location.
Yeah.
All right.
Kyle Richards' daughter, the Selling Beverly Hills star, Farrah.
Would you really?
Well, she's one of the
Selling Beverly Hills star.
Star.
All right.
Breakout star.
Yeah.
With zero personality.
Also, there's that Instagram page, Then and Now.
Yeah.
And it's
before
like
and
pictures before and after when they were younger.
Who
and now.
Is she? I mean, it doesn't even look
unrecognizable.
Like her. And more times than not, the before is better than the current. And I'll just leave it there.
I just think she's cute either way, but she looks like a whole different person.
Mm-hmm.
But she got robbed, is what you were going to go for.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So like $100,000 in jewelry and handbags.
Is that the place that we see on the show?
I think so.
It was also in broad daylight. They have security at her home. What is going on?
Well, it has
it's like
to be
the bling
a
ring.
Yeah. And then the other little tidbit which was dropped is apparently someone on Summer House is expecting a baby. That's the rumor.
So Zach Peters put out there, hashtag no filter.
Yep.
He put out there, he has some gossip, and then the emojis are baby, baby bottle, a son, and a house. But Lindsay was on Watch What Happens Live, and she said nothing, and she is skinnier than ever.
Yeah, she's very skinny.
So who would that be? Who do you think, if it's somebody in Summer House, maybe it's Hannah.
Hannah Burner?
Yeah.
I don't know. She doesn't seem like she's
ready to have a baby.
No. She's like got a Netflix.
Who else would it be?
Special.
I know. She
I'm
does.
Shocked because I don't think she's that funny.
Who? I mean, it's not Amanda.
Paige, no.
I mean, maybe it is Amanda.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it is Amanda.
Maybe it's Danielle. We'll talk. We'll talk about Danielle. Okay, there was two other things. I'm watching The Circle, I told you. I'm caught up. There's a few little spins that are very good, but it's, you know, the most annoying show. but you started Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer. I had no idea. You recommended it. It's like on the top 10 Netflix show. And I'm like,
if you
know,
were, Gina, if you recall, didn't fully recommend it. Because
well, you said it was weird,
yes.
But it was kind of like a stalker situation.
Okay, yeah. You
and
thought,
I'm like, okay,
that's
I'm down.
Up my alley.
Totally up
of
my
course,
alley.
Of course.
So I watched the first two episodes, and they're quick. They're 30 minutes, which is also right up my alley because I have a very short attention span. And it's kind of like it's acted out. So these aren't the real people, obviously.
Oh, untrue. So it's the guy is him, Richard Gadd.
It is?
It's him. Yes.
So they're reenacting this whole thing?
Well, it's based on a true story, but he did in real life. He had a stalker. All of the things that happen in here with a little few other things thrown in mm-hmm. happened to him.
Hmm.
And he put out a thing saying, please don't try to figure out. I don't want to give too much away, but episode 4 is the one that's a little hard to watch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You'll see.
Okay.
Because you can't imagine right now what I'm talking about.
No,
and I'm not
going
to say anything.
What I can imagine at this point is, why are you engaging with this woman as much as you are?
You'll see. I can't say anything. So the story, the fact that it's true, and the fact that this is him. Now, I didn't know. I heard it was based on a true story. And then I'm like, let me look into this guy, Richard Gadd, who wrote it and directed it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's the actor. So he not only wrote it, directed it, he stars in it.
Oh, it's very interesting.
It's interesting.
I mean, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait. And then we will discuss. Because I'm not done yet. I'm on episode 6.
Okay. Well, I have no husband this weekend, so I may finish it
so jealous.
Tonight.
I'm so jealous. The problem is, when you have no husband, I have a full husband. Because that means your husband's going somewhere without my husband.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
it's just you
two. I
have
to fully entertain all weekend. I don't think people realize how much time we spend together on the weekends. Like the weekend nights, we always do something.
I know. We look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking forward
for
to
you.
My
God,
peace and quiet.
Are we having a girls' night at your place? Is that it? Girls' night? Okay, should we move on to Vanderpump? Was there anything else?
Nope, I think that was it. So yeah, let's talk about Vanderpump. It cracks me up because how many times are they going to show an airplane flying over?
It's not
just once. Mm-mm. Like 5 times they showed a plane flying over James and Allie's place.
Okay, wait. Who went over there and was like, oh my God, I really love it here. This is great. Oh, was it Jax, I think? And he goes, it's kind of like Palm Springs. And they're like, oh my God, thank you. I'm like, oh, Palm Springs. But I get what they're saying. How small the backyard.
It's a smaller house.
Yeah, and the backyard looks a little maybe
retro-y.
Yeah. But James's studio is like outside. Did you see it? Maybe in the garage. I think it must be.
Maybe they converted the
garage. Yeah, detached garage, and he has a studio in there. So Jax goes to visit, and it says Jax, ex-employee of Sir, underneath.
I know, it's hilarious.
It's so funny. So Jax and James are going to do a brunch thing at Sir.
Yeah, which I had a real problem with this bullshit story because Lisa acts like she had no idea. What is Jax doing here? Who said Jax can host this brunch? Lisa, of course you knew Jax was going to host brunch,
Gina,
with James.
They spoke to the partner, whatever his name is.
What, Guillermo? Why are we pretending that nobody knows about this except him? She totally knows.
And she knows how great it is for Sir to have Jax back in there.
Of course, and they're trying to overlap the two shows. Is Lisa producing both shows?
Ooh,
I bet she is.
No, she has nothing to do with the Valley.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, because I think that's what he said. Like, she's not my boss. She has nothing to do with this. Hmm. I think.
Well, we'll have to research. Yeah. don't take it literally. We have to research. We'll report back this next week.
Or not. We may forget by then.
Lisa may or may not produce The Valley. We don't know.
Allegedly. We're just going to say allegedly.
Everything to everything. Oh, God.
So the first time Jax and James were supposed to do a brunch, the Vanderpump Rules Party podcast went and Jax didn't show up. Like, he canceled. And so this is the second time.
All those people are going to see Jax.
I just think they're going for filming. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's in LA.
So we see Brittany goes and visits Sheena. Her jaw is still fucked up. So Brock and Sheena are having a lot of issues.
It seems to all stem from Sheena's insecurities.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And Brock is not being the nicest guy. He's feeling insecure because she's making all the money.
Well, most men don't get it. When you have a baby or even a toddler, as a mother, there's certain things that you just want to do, like put your kid to bed. And it takes a while to kind of
get past that.
A point, to where you can feel comfortable leaving him.
But what's happening is Brock is feeling not complete. He doesn't have a job. Now, when he sold that fitness studio, did he get some money for that?
I would hope so.
They act like she makes all the money. He's doing nothing but taking care of the baby. So he is so excited when it's time to go out. And she's not, because she goes out all the time to do all these, you know, appearances and gets paid for them. But he's not really going. And she won't let anybody watch the baby besides like her mother and one other person.
That's a problem. I mean, I totally get Brock's point of view, too. It's like, I'm home with her all day long. I need to be with my wife. Yeah. I need to, you know.
Also, was Sheena putting on real makeup? That was a little much. And that little girl, mascara?
I think it was fake.
I get powder and stuff. No, you think the mascara? That little girl looked like she had mascara on.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. She was like blinking her eyes like she knew the feeling of putting on mascara. But what about, they haven't fully addressed this, that Sheena has been insecure about Brock and Lala's friendship.
Which is bizarre to me. I mean, they bought houses right next to each other. Well, that's why. But why Lala? Just because Rachel planted that seed?
Yeah, maybe. And Brock loves Lala, and Lala, I'm sure, gives Brock lots of kudos for watching the kids and being a great dad.
See, I don't get that.
Yeah, Brock. Whatever. I find him meh.
Well, and if we have to see him in a fucking Speedo one more time,
yeah,
we don't need that. Mm-mm. We don't want it.
I am loving Tom and Katie being friends. I just am. But him saying this time, maybe, you know, one more time for old time's sake. I'm thinking, poor Katie, you didn't have sex with her for probably years in your marriage. And now you want to have sex with her?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
But they do get along so well. They've known each other forever. There's a friendship there. And Katie's bi now, so that's all right. That was funny when they both texted
Tori
at the same time to see who she'd text back.
I was dying when Schwartz and Sandoval are driving that old convertible Mustang. Is that Schwartz's real car? I mean, probably. But they were bopping their heads. And it's like, how old are you two? They act like they're two kids in high school.
The fact that Tom Schwartz, when I see him in his apartment, I think that is just so sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I get it. They went through a divorce, but didn't they get money? They just can't buy a house on their own, I guess.
No. And somebody explained why Ariana didn't want to leave or take his, maybe she did on the after show. Why it wasn't a good deal for her to leave when everybody was telling her to leave, because they have the mortgage, and then they have that second.
Right.
So financially, it wasn't going to work for her.
Yeah.
And what he was offering wasn't enough. And then he changed his offer.
Right.
So that was an issue too. So it wasn't as clear cut as everybody
seems
to think.
And it's also one of those things where you realize when you leave that house, you're leaving, and they can fucking lock you out. They can change the locks. They can do, it doesn't matter what the legal system says.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want to keep you away from there.
Right.
And I don't think it was such a bad thing that she stayed there. It was awkward. It was great for us to watch because it's the weirdest thing.
It is the weirdest thing.
Oh, what about James, though? Not trusting anybody with Hippie.
Well, why was he crying?
Also, you let Rachel take Hippie fucking for a year and a half, and you didn't try to see Hippie. There was none of that going on.
Well, also,
and then all of a sudden, you're so attached to Hippie.
Well, Rachel had made accusations, too, about the way that he treated the dog. And he instigated biting, or he kind of perpetuated the dog to bite. And that may have been when he was drinking. I don't know.
So maybe he feels guilty.
Yeah, maybe there's some.
Well, he did say
guilt.
He would leave it with his brother, but the brother can't watch it. Bring him to a fucking kennel. I understand it could be a little traumatic, but it's a dog. It is a dog.
Ooh. Yeah, I have a hard time. I mean, people's animals are their, you know, like their children, but.
But they're not children.
They're not children. No.
Do you leave your child at the age of two home wandering around the house? No. No, you don't.
You put him in a kennel.
I hope not.
You crate them.
But isn't it funny how James and Allie's place is the place to go? They all go there now. They're all having parties there all the time. It's way the fuck out in Burbank.
I know. Well, where else are they going to go? Because they have no other
Ariana's.
Nobody else has a house.
No, exactly. They're the only ones with a house. So they're willing to drive all the way out to the fucking Burbank airport. And then Allie says, well, I grew up near an airport, so I'm used to it. Mm. I mean, every chance they get, they're showing those planes.
I grew up.
Oh, that's
next
right.
To an airport.
Yes.
And when you live there, you don't even hear the yeah. planes. But now when I go back to my parents' house, every fucking plane drives me crazy. So Schwartz and Ariana have a conversation about Tom and the fact that he's not actually going to move in with Sandoval because yeah. it wouldn't be prudent for him to do that. So I'm glad they had a conversation.
Me too. They look like they're getting along really well, Tom and Ariana, or yeah. Schwartz and Ariana.
Yeah, for the moment. Mm-hmm. And then there's rumors about Jax cheating on Brittany, and Jax blames Katie for those rumors. Katie, they have words. I mean, she hates him.
Yes, but Katie's like, it's everywhere, Jax. I'm not the one fucking making the rumors up. It's everywhere.
Well, now the rumor is that he's cheating with his publicist who's with him, apparently, in Canada. Mm-hmm. They also took a very cozy picture.
Schwartz is there as well.
But Brittany unfollowed the publicist.
Yes.
And Jax. So that's
But
a
now
little...
they're going together to this White House Correspondents' Dinner.
It's
whatever
work.
It is.
It's working.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about Sheena and Sandoval's fight at the end.
Oh, right.
She's like, because of you, I have these crazy thoughts in my head that Brock and Lala are hooking up. Because of you, I have those thoughts. And then Sandoval says, well, you've been the other girl in the relationship, so you should know all about that.
Yikes.
And then Brock's like, she was 20 years old. Well, if it wasn't for that relationship that she was the other girl in,
there would be no
Vanderpump Rules.
Exactly. And to say that you're blaming, I mean, that's really screwy. If you're blaming what happened between two other people on your thought process, that's strange to
me. Well, if two people in your life can do that to a third person.
But how many people are surround her that have done that?
Well, look at this group.
I mean, exactly my point.
Everybody. Actually, your point is she should be worried. She should have been worried from the get-go, not just because of Tom and Rachel.
Exactly. Your whole friend group are a bunch of cheaters.
Including yourself.
And
including
that's
her.
The one that's going to set you off?
This is very true.
Okay, the valley. Oh my God. It's
shit.
So good.
Shit, Kristen.
Kristen has not changed one bit, and I'm loving it.
Oh, how do I feel about Kristen? She hasn't changed, which is amazing. We don't want her to change, but I believe what she says.
Yeah, she can't hold her tongue.
No,
I mean, she can't wait to blurt stuff out.
But she acts like it wasn't me blurting stuff out.
Well, she's very crafty because she wants you to believe that she can keep a secret and your secrets are safe with her. But then she finds a way.
She tells Jax, and there you go.
Well, that's intentional.
The minute you tell Jax, it's out there. And then vice versa. The minute Jax tells Kristen something, it's going to be out there.
Well, then Jax tells Jasmine.
Right. And then it's all out there. And then Jasmine's like, I'm not going to say anything. And then she's making references. I know something you don't know.
Totally. So the two of them together or something else.
Ooh, maybe Kristen's pregnant. Maybe that's what Zach Peters was talking about.
Summer house?
No, but it could be a summer. It's due in the summer. He's playing on words. I don't know. I'm just guessing because Kristen and Luke apparently are still trying to have a baby.
I don't know. Are they really into each other?
It's hard to tell.
It's really hard to tell. She doesn't want to move to Colorado.
He sticks up for her. I don't know about him. There's some feeling I get about him. Maybe I just don't feel like he belongs there.
Now, he's younger than she is.
Mm. Are you sure about
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
He seems a little...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He seems a little insecure. I don't know. She's a strong personality. Kristen.
Kristen. Oh, yeah. When Jax and Jasmine go out and we're chatting and Jasmine's saying, listen, you need to give Brittany a little bit more. She needs more from you right now. He says, he's so gross. He's like, well, you know, Brittany's love language is my head between her legs.
Yeah, gross.
He's just disgusting. But then Jasmine says, you know, she doesn't want to end up like Jesse and Michelle. I mean, there's all these references about how bad Jesse and Michelle's marriage is going. And then here's Jax and Brittany. Same thing's happening. They're separated.
But Jax is saying, I'm trying.
He's
you
not
know,
trying.
It's like, what are you doing?
He's doing nothing.
What are you doing?
Listen, the easiest thing he could do is take his wife upstairs and have sex with her. And he's not even willing to do that.
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to.
No.
He's too stressed. He's too busy.
So he has no financial interest in that bar whatsoever.
Just the name.
It's just his name.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that they would actually say, hey, can we just use your name?
Well, also, so then why is he in there trying to make sure that things get open quickly and that the chairs are being upholstered and the walls
he's
are
not,
being painted?
He's not. They're doing everything and they're pretending that Brittany's going to have a say also. Like, what? Is she an interior designer now? Would you, Meemaw, she just want Meemaw's beer cheese on the menu.
She said, nobody's asking her nothing.
Gee,
nobody's asking
I
her
wonder
nothing. She has
why.
Notes written down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
And they were actually really nice. They're like, yes, when we get to a certain stage, we're definitely going to ask you. No, they're not.
I want to know how far that bar is from their house because they took
they
that golf
took that
cart.
But it took a while.
It took a while. Is it street legal?
Yeah, yeah. Most of those golf carts are street legal.
Really?
They're not a member of a fucking golf course.
Well, no. They just bop around town in the golf cart.
Mm-hmm. You just can't go on the freeway.
On the highway.
Not on the highway. Okay, God. So Danny. Oh, Danny. This is the first time I thought, Danny, we get it. You're the breadwinner. You're making all the money for the house. I didn't like how he kept having to reiterate, look, I'm the one who actually makes the money. What you make as being Miss whatever you are, USA. What is
she? Yeah, but she's doing like brand endorsements and appearances and stuff like that.
It's the extra money. Her money's the extra money.
Well, whatever. She's contributing. So
I know, but I don't like that. That was the first time I'm like, Danny, come on. You're a voiceover actor at this point.
It took him a minute to back down
from that. It did. But when Jesse mentioned he was willing to do ayahuasca to figure his shit out, I'm like, yes, please. I want
on
to
camera.
See it. Yes, on camera. Do it. All of you do it. Jax, Jesse, I want to see these two in particular do ayahuasca.
But the reasoning was so funny because he said his coach proposed a plant-based medicine, ayahuasca, or there was something else that he mentioned, so that he can step outside of himself to see inside.
What?
And then Danny says, maybe more couples therapy instead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, God forbid you do more couples therapy with your wife. Well, the reason is Michelle doesn't want to do any more couples therapy. She is done.
She's checked out, yeah. I think he knows she's checked out.
Yeah, and that's why he's willing to do ayahuasca, then go back to therapy. Janet said, I think on the after show, they asked her, or on a Watch What Happens Live, who the director was that she was meeting at the hotel. And she said she believes it was to sell a house. Like they were meeting a few times for work.
Yeah. Well,
but why wasn't that said on the show then?
Oh, they're trying to make it more than it is. Yeah. But it's been alleged that it's Quentin Tarantino. And I heard that he was selling her a house.
Somebody said it was one other person too. I can't remember the name, but consensus was it was Quentin Tarantino. And apparently Quentin's married to a lady that looks just like her, Michelle.
Yes. And Quentin Tarantino's not a looker.
Oh, God, no.
So he would be very, it would be very shocking if he was the one that she was messing around with. Well, now we know who it is because she's Instagram official with the guy that she's dating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's cute.
He's very cute.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into this fight. Where were they all?
They were at the Mondrian at Sky Bar.
That's right.
For this hair growth.
Oh my God, that weird hair growth thing. That everybody was saying it was just to make money because Jax definitely is not losing his hair. But I did see a little thinning in the crown.
They showed a picture and it was like a quarter size.
Tiny bit.
So it's this Zion hair loss treatment that he knows nothing about. But he said that before this treatment, he sprayed Rust-Oleum black spray paint.
Don't you remember Joe Giudice or Joe Gorga?
Oh,
Joe Gorga
hair
used to
dye spray. Remember when they got in a fight and it got all over his hands and everything?
That's so gross.
The best thing he did was shave that head.
Ugh. Yes. So they're at this party and they go to the back room. Jesse's already like done with the evening. Him and Michelle apparently had a huge fight before they got there. Michelle said she was leaving him. And so he was just like done. And you could tell. And then people are like, what's the matter? What's the matter? And he's like, I'm fucking done. He was flirting with the girl.
Yeah.
The Burning Man girl. Michelle saw it. And then Michelle looked like a little jealous. It's like, Michelle.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Are you joking? So they go to a back room to have drinks. And they were picking on Jesse. Like, shut up. He doesn't feel like being... He's not in the mood. Just say you're in a bad mood. Why do you always have to be up?
You could totally tell.
Yeah, he didn't want to engage. And then, God, I don't even know how it started, but got back to Kristen and what Kristen said about Michelle and that she knows secrets and she could blow up everything.
It spiraled from there. Then it got, Jesse left. They went out into the hall. Or no, Kristen left. And then Jesse left. And then they got into it.
And then Jesse pushes Zach.
Poor Zach.
Luke gets in there. And at one point, Jesse pushed Brittany.
Producers were involved. Yeah. But I was surprised to see Michelle how much she was sticking up for Jesse.
Yeah, because she was involved. Because Kristen was going to tell what the secret was, which
she was trying to
find out anyway. It was great. But and then Luke yells to Jesse, talk to your fucking wife. Keep my girlfriend out of it. Talk to your wife about everything.
But then Jesse says to Kristen, if you bring out any skeletons that I don't already know about, I will bury you.
Yes, I will bury you.
So he knows there's something, right?
Yeah. And then she says, all right, I won't tell you that your wife's had a boyfriend for a year.
Kristen says she's protecting Michelle, but she's totally threatening her. It's obvious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all of a sudden, Michelle turning on Kristen, I think because it's the easiest.
I think so. And I think she was nervous about, even when they asked her in the confessional, so what is all this about? She kind of,
Michelle laughed.
She looked guilty.
Because that's after they're split up, I'm sure. This is all after. I bet Michelle and Jesse at this point really are split up. Like when they're even filming, they're probably already done, but they agreed to film or something.
I mean, he's a tough guy to be in a relationship with. He knows he's a piece of shit, but he does nothing to change it.
I think with her, he just knows it's not going to change. I mean, she's admitted that she didn't even like him in the beginning. It was like a one-night stand. True. So if you hear it long enough, and they haven't even been married that long, and she's just over it. She's not in love with him anymore.
No, she's not.
What about when Zach saw Tom Schwartz's blonde hair and he was like making fun of it? And I'm like, I'm sorry, Zach, you're making fun of Tom Schwartz's hair? Zach?
He's got the front wig? That forward combing, whatever it is.
Such an odd hairdo, hairstyle. God, but it is good and juicy and I'm loving it.
Tuesdays are must-see TV for me. I'm so happy.
It's so fun. And then Summer House is amazing.
Summer House is ramping up too. Great cast.
Danielle.
Mm. This was Danielle. I do not like Danielle.
This is old Danielle. What we didn't like about old Danielle. Last year, we felt bad for her because of the Lindsay situation. But now it's like,
Danielle. And then we saw Winter House.
True.
And how she behaved on Winter House. And then we were like, this is
Winter House Danielle right here.
Well, she was just a bitch.
She has to be the center of attention. Poor Gabby. Gabby, listen, if Gabby doesn't want to be with the guy, she doesn't have to be with the guy. She doesn't have to step up her game because of you, Danielle.
The thing was, Danielle was giving Gabby tips on flirting, which is a bad idea. Like, who are you to give flirting tips? And she's pushing her toward the balloon guy. But then she swoops in. And she totally sabotages that. Yeah. I don't think Gabby was that interested in the guy anyway.
No, she said on Watch What Happens Live, which is true. She said, I was more interested in him in the daytime when he was kind of in his balloon gear or something. When he was setting it up, he looked kind of hot. And then when he came back, ooh, the jeans were not quite right. Gabby is very superficial.
Yes. But hey, Danielle will take him.
Danielle took him, and boy, did she take him.
Yeah, we saw
a lot. We saw what he did to her. Mm-hmm. We saw morning butt.
Yeah.
Kind of a nice, tight little ass there.
Yeah.
Going into the shower. When Gabby was crying, though, I think this, and she said it on Watch What Happens Live, like, she doesn't cry a lot. It's probably 2 years since she cried, and then she's felt it all come on, and I think probably after a few cocktails, and then she started to hyperventilate.
Well, because Danielle told her that she's self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is it your business?
Right. And I think at some point, which we didn't really see, all the other girls were like, just go for it. This is all you have to do. Like,
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Get off her.
And Danielle saying, of course, Danielle's drunk, but saying to Paige, as a founder and CEO, this is why I try to understand people's personalities. What?
My personality is more in your face as a founder and CEO. And then Paige says to us in her confessionals, what have you founded? What are you the CEO of?
Yeah.
So this whatever app that she's creating is still not up and running yet?
Apparently not. And then Paige also says, Gabby is not your employee.
Right.
She is your friend.
She's and your friend is in there crying because of what you said. She goes, oh, I'm not going to go in there. That's stupid.
Wow. Yeah, Danielle was so, I mean, she's the pride so was selfish. Oozing.
Yeah, and she's just so fucking stubborn. She's never wrong.
Well, Paige nailed it. She's never wrong. She was just so excited that she landed the balloon guy. Yes. It's like, good for you.
I won. Okay, so the next morning, she's going into Gabby's room. Gabby's packing up, acting like no big deal. But Danielle, I guess her thing is, next day she acts like, everything's fine. Maybe they'll forget. She can act like, oh, I'm so drunk. What happened? Mm-hmm. That's what she does because she realizes how silly she has been. She was just like, oh, I was trying to push you and navigate you towards what to do. It's like, I don't need you to do that. And Gabby was being very nice and hugged it out with her. But
yeah, it was crazy. All right, let's talk about Carl and Lindsay. Lindsay had some very harsh words for Carl, telling him he's not crushing life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of get it because he's not. Crushing is a strong word. He's not crushing life.
Crushing life.
But he did make $70,000 up until May or whenever they were filming this. And his job is to be on Summer House, too. He's getting paid for that.
Sure. And he said she doesn't have a job right now. Her business is defunct and she's doing full on
brand deals.
Yeah. Now she's made $150,000 doing it. Men don't get as many followers as women. I'm not going to order something because Carl tells me, you got to order this cute pair of shoes, Anne. This cute sweatshirt, Gina. No, Carl's not doing that. I'm not buying it from him. So he's absolutely right in that regard. Now, when he goes to his mom's and stepdad's,
do you think people are saying that that was a planned scene to make him look better because he knows what's coming?
I mean, it was filmed.
Make him the victim.
You think it was filmed afterwards?
No, but he knew what was coming.
I don't think so. I think it's easy to say that now.
Yeah.
But I think it catapulted his decision. It sounds like they've had this conversation many times, his mother and stepfather.
Well, clearly they don't belong together.
Right.
I mean, there's no disputing that for sure.
Well, and weirdly, on Watch What Happens Live, Andy said, now do you see, because we saw what you saw, you know, do you believe that you and Carl should have gotten married? And she's like, well, and then Gabby's like, no, you don't believe that.
Yeah, that
see,
was
she's
weird.
It's so weird. They didn't belong together and she should not have wanted to marry him. And when the stepfather said it's easier to do it now than to get married and do it. Absolutely right. And then Carl dealing with, oh, shit, everything's already planned. The shower is next weekend. I don't think that was a setup, but I think it certainly helped them. He probably said, we're going to sit outside. We're going to have a conversation. Obviously, it was filmed, so they knew what they were going to talk about. But his mother and stepfather talking like that, they've had that conversation before with Carl, and they don't want to see him make the wrong moves. They like her. They like her as a person. They don't like them together.
Well,
they're not
she doesn't like
compatible.
She doesn't like his parents, and she blames the parents for the demise of their wedding and relationship.
Yeah, she goes, and we were so close. It's like, but your closeness to his mom has nothing to do with you and Carl were not a good fit. How can she say that now after rewatching? Mm-hmm. He did her a favor.
But she still doesn't get it because even on Watch What Happens Live, did you watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to all these times I'm talking about Lindsay saying these. See, this is our conversation.
Right.
This is a real conversation.
So Andy, at the very end, Andy asked her the top five things that she learned about herself after watching herself on the season. Andy was floored by her answers. Her answers were, she must be a really good race car driver because she killed that. She's great in the kitchen because she can make more than a sandwich. She is a great wing woman. She knows she's never going to baby talk again. And she won't ignore the red flags. And Andy's like, that's a little lighter than what I was expecting you to say. Like, she didn't learn anything.
And she's trying to be funny and cute with it. But she still thinks that we don't get how bad of a guy Carl is, but we're watching this and I'm not seeing how bad he is other than he fucking realized that this was going to be a horrible marriage and it wasn't going to work. And he was afraid to break it off because it had gotten so far. And did he do it the right way? I'm sure he didn't, but it's on film and we get to see it. Well, selfishly, we get to see it. Now, what I do agree with was what she said, or Gabby said, that Carl was talking to everybody else in the house about the problems with him and Lindsay, except for Lindsay. But it just shows you how afraid he was to talk to her. Yeah. Every time he tried to bring something up, she blew it out of proportion.
That's what I was going to say. There's a reason why he didn't talk to her, and it was out of fear.
Yeah.
Like we said before, that there might be some underlying issue that Carl needs to work through.
I don't know. Yeah. Who really knows?
He doesn't really know his direction, I don't think.
Maybe he does now.
Maybe. I don't know. They did talk about when he was with his mom and stepdad that I guess whatever blow up they had back in May, that his parents were concerned because it sounded abusive, which I think it could have been abusive.
Verbally abusive. That's what she does. We've heard it many a times from Lindsay.
Well, even the conversation that they had where she told Carl that he wasn't crushing life. When the girls ask about it, she's like, oh, great conversation.
Yep, we're great.
It was a great conversation. I'm like, was it? You just ripped him.
And it's weird. I actually like Lindsay with the girls right now. It's just her and Carl's relationship is so fucking wild.
I know, but Lindsay has zero self-awareness.
Oh, yeah.
Zero.
They were just at a wedding last week, all of them.
In Portugal.
And Lindsay brought her new boyfriend, who's, quote, very special to her.
Mm-hmm.
She does look really good right now.
Yeah, she does look good. But Lindsay's still in the honeymoon phase, so she can't help being Lindsay. So eventually her true colors are going to... Eventually,
she's going to be doomed.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen her for 8 seasons, yeah. Right?
God,
come on.
Yeah. I know. I get so excited for her with maybe a new relationship because I'm like, here, you're right. Here is the one for you. And then, wah, wah, wah.
So the Sierra and West relationship, They're getting on my nerves because they're not having conversations. They're not talking about where their relationship's going. He's confused, which I can totally understand, but she's not having that conversation with him either. Like, where do we go with this? Is this
I don't think a summer fling? Yeah, I don't think she wants to have that conversation. It's funny to me that they're sleeping in bed together, they're cuddling, they're kissing, and there's no sex being had.
No. And I think he wants to have sex with her, but he doesn't really know how to approach it with her.
Well, next week they ask, or somebody asked West if he's talking to other girls, and he's like, yeah, I'm texting other girls. I mean, so what? Him and Sierra aren't committed to each other.
No.
I mean, isn't that what the youngins do anyway?
If
you're not in a committed relationship,
me.
You can have multiple conversations with people, right?
I mean, she should expect that, especially if they haven't had a conversation about their relationship
and
the direction it's going.
It's purely a showmance.
Yeah. And then at the Old Navy in Manhattan.
I love that. Who knew you could find such good finds at the Old Navy?
I know. Sierra and Paige have a conversation with Amanda, and they pump up Amanda, telling her that, you know, she was the start of Loverboy. She created the Loverboy brand logo, and there's so much potential and what you could do, and you should start exploring that instead of just being tied to
Kyle and Loverboy.
Do your own thing.
It was pretty interesting because they said, do you think you have an identity outside of Kyle and Loverboy? And she's like, I don't know. And Sierra goes, no, you don't. And she's like, geez, that's harsh. But then Paige jumps in. She's like, I wish you could see yourself the way we see you. Like, you're a fucking badass bitch. You're so smart. But why don't you see that? Because she's stuck under Kyle in this little position.
Does she have time, though, to do anything else?
She's very busy. Also, does she really want to work somewhere else?
Well,
I don't think so.
Maybe the motivation is a little lacking.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
But I love Paige. I love
Paige
her honesty.
Paige is such a fucking girl's girl.
And the
I
way
love
she
it.
Says things, it's
yeah.
honest, but she says it in a way that is acceptable.
Even to Danielle. She was very honest with Danielle on how she was speaking to everybody and that she's quite harsh sometimes. And you shouldn't tell everything that's happening in your head. You don't need to tell out loud and say to people.
Yeah.
I need to say that to my husband sometimes. That's his problem. It's like, shh, zip, nope, don't have to do that.
That's
don't
so
have to say that.
Funny.
All right, Maths, Gina.
Oh my God.
I love
God.
This episode. Now this is over. This is it. This was the final. But I needed over. This. I needed this final one.
Well, it was such a crazy season that they did need to kind of tell us what's going on now. And mm-hmm. we see, I mean, it really provided so much more insight to what's going on.
Yeah. It was where are they now? Still some of this, I'm not sure how long ago it was filmed. But we found out Claire has a boyfriend. She seems very happy. It's long distance, which probably is great for Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Michael meets up with Claire and Lauren, which I think is funny because there's the rumors that Michael and Lauren were going out. And then we find out that Lauren and Chloe were having some words because Chloe was pissed that Lauren and Michael were friends and that Lauren started following Michael on social media. It's like, don't they all follow each other? That was so strange.
I would love to know the real story.
Me too.
Chloe had her story and Lauren had hers. And I don't, somewhere in the middle is the truth.
The truth.
It was kind of odd.
Yeah. So now Lauren and Chloe don't speak. They unfollowed each other.
I mean, Chloe doesn't speak to any of the girls.
No, all the guys, which is...
All the guys.
That's the reason why all the girls don't speak to her. Right. Because she's friendly with all the guys. Because she didn't want the messiness. And guys aren't messy like that.
Exactly.
Brennan has a new girlfriend. Chloe even invites all the guys to like that farm thing and stuff. And yeah.
They all love it. They all love Chloe.
She's very nice. That's why.
She's nice. She's low key. Mm-hmm. No drama.
Becca seems a little bit better, but... I don't know. She still wants too much out of somebody. She's like, I need to meet the dark side of a guy and they need to be able to be emotionally intelligent and know who they are. It's like most men don't know that.
Yeah.
And Michael probably is the only guy that I've ever seen be so emotionally intelligent and he's still fucked up. He couldn't even see Chloe for what she was.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So, be careful what you wish for.
Back to Chloe and the yeah. women. So Chloe was accusing, well, she said she knew for a fact that a couple of the girls created burner accounts
yes.
and were going after her.
Yeah.
And on
like
social
online
media.
Bullying.
Emily, just saying.
Yeah. Oh,
she would be
Emily
the one
that sure.
I could see doing that.
I mean, Emily's continuing to go to therapy every day. Just kidding.
And she needs
and
to.
She's still learning and she's healing from this relationship, but she needs a lot of healing.
Well, they call Orion O'Liar.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny. But he looked good with his haircut.
Yeah, they both look
he
good.
Cleaned
Him
up
and
well.
Michael looked better with their haircuts. But I don't, I do believe that Orion is O'Lion. He is
yeah.
a liar.
Yeah.
So Chloe thinks of all the girls as mean girls. She's taken them off social media. She's so good with her words. She goes, I go where I am loved, valued, and appreciated, and it's not around those women.
Well, because she's more mature than them.
Well, she also didn't have the same experience as them. She came
right.
late. She didn't bond at all. I wonder if she came earlier, if she would have bonded.
I don't think so, because I don't think those are
her
people.
She wasn't putting up with this shit.
Yeah.
I can see her and Lauren actually getting along, because Lauren
yeah,
was more mature,
too.
But look what happened. There was wow. some jealousy happened.
Well, even Claire said that Emily hasn't moved on yet.
No.
And
no.
I don't think she has. I think Emily thrives on
drama
like
and it's,
this.
This is her first relationship. She never had a boyfriend, remember?
Well, and it's evident. We saw Chloe and Michael get together for drinks.
Yeah. Oh, and with Austin and Austin's roommate.
Right.
Yeah. Because they invited everybody and that's all who showed
well,
up.
Well, even before that, it was just the two
yeah,
of
the
them.
Yeah, the two of them. Because there's mature...
Respect.
Yeah. They are just mature people mm-hmm. and they respect each other for going through this process. It does feel a little bit like Chloe's like, oh, maybe, but no. I think she's over him.
I don't know. I kind of felt like there might be something there in the future. I don't know that Michael's really into it. But
I don't think so.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. He'll be friends with her. And she's nice. I feel like she's going to find somebody pretty quickly. She's pretty easygoing. However, we saw there's a little quirks. You know, she's a little...
Well, she has anxiety issues. Yeah. And she likes things a certain way.
She wants llamas. I mean, there's a lot going on in that.
Water buffalo.
Water buffalo.
And then we see Claire, Emily, Becca, and Lauren get together. Claire and Emily get a wave tattoo, and Becca and Lauren don't participate.
See, they're just a little outside. They've grown a little bit more.
Yeah.
But they are all donating their dresses.
Anyway.
That's it for this.
Yeah, so we're going to have even less to watch next week because we're not going to have MAFS.
Right.
So that's one less show. So we have to get on our streaming shows.
All right. Well, I have no problem doing that.
I will commit to finishing Baby Reindeer.
Good for you. I mean, I'm going to also, but.
We'll finish Palm Royale.
Yes.
And.
You're not into The Circle?
No, I might watch The Circle.
Okay.
There's not really a bunch else to watch. Kind of sad.
Did you finish The Gentlemen?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured you did.
Where are you?
Nothing. We've only watched the first episode.
Oh, yeah. No, it was good.
Because I have to wait for Dan.
Well,
it's the show we're watching together.
This is the weekend, Anne. This is the weekend.
Gina, are you watching Amazing Race?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I haven't watched this week's yet, but yeah, I'm watching it.
It's good. They're all elimination rounds, and I love that. Like somebody goes home every time.
Keeps it moving.
Yeah. And we're watching Survivors also.
Oh, yeah. I don't do Survivor.
No, you don't do Survivor anymore. No.
Well, have a great weekend, everyone. Yes. Keep the reviews coming. We really appreciate them. Follow us on Instagram. We're inching back up. Again, who the hell's unfollowing us? We want names. Name them.
Name them. Name them. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.